This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. The 27th Street Bridge in Glenwood Springs is one of the worst in the state, according to inspectors. It's not dangerous, but it does need a replacement. That project will start at the beginning of 2019. To learn more about the Roaring Fork Valley's latest bridge project, I'm joined by Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi, Zoe.
So what's wrong with the existing bridge? What makes it one of the worst in the state?
There's a lot that's wrong with the 27th Street Bridge. Inspectors rank bridges out of 100, and anything ranked under 80 is considered deficient. The 27th Street Bridge has a rating of 10.5, and that makes it the worst rated bridge in Colorado. I spoke with Jessica Bowser. She's an assistant engineer for Glenwood Springs, and she says that that rating doesn't mean the bridge is dangerous. They would not let people drive on it if it was dangerous, but it needs some new things. It needs a new deck. There's some rusting on the beams, and it's also not quite the right size or the right design to accommodate the amount of traffic that Glenwood Springs is seeing these days.
Okay, so at the beginning of January, crews will start working on a replacement. How is that going to work? Is Glenwood Springs bracing itself for another bridge detour?
No, nothing on the level of the Grand Avenue Bridge. And basically, drivers are going to keep driving on the existing bridge, but crews are going to be building the new bridge next to it. And then Bowser told me sometime this summer, hopefully before the school year starts, they're going to close down the existing bridge for a weekend, demolish it, and then basically slide this new bridge into place.
Is the new bridge just going to be identical to the old one?
No, the construction team is also going to build a separate pedestrian bridge crossing the river. And the current bridge currently has piers that stick down into the river. Those will be taken out. The new bridge will not have piers in the river, so boaters won't need to worry about dodging around those when they float down the Roaring Fork River. They're also going to build a roundabout on the Grand Avenue side of the river to better manage the traffic flow on that side.
How much is this going to cost?
The contract is for almost $10 million. The project got around $1 million from the federal government, about $1 million from the state, $500,000 from Garfield County. But it sounds like right now the city is thinking about bonding out around $7 million. But Jessica Bowser, the engineer I spoke with, said they're still trying to raise money so that they don't put taxpayers on the hook for quite that much.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.